This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and expressed deep concern at the recent escalations in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks came hours after the United States inserted itself into Israel's effort to cripple Iran's nuclear program by carrying out strikes at three Iranian nuclear facilities, including Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that they discussed about the current situation in detail. Prime Minister Modi reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy as a way forward and for early restoration of regional peace, security and stability. Earlier this morning, in an address to the nation, U.S. President Donald Trump said the objective of the attacks was to stop Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and put a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity. And I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a video message, congratulated U.S. President Trump on his decision to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, stating that it will change history. Meanwhile, Iran has called the attack a grave violation of international law and the United Nations Charter. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed there has been no increase in radiation levels after the U.S. strikes on nuclear sites in Iran. Later, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi, in a social media post, said the agency will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow in light of the urgent situation in Iran. In another development, Iran executed its most significant missile barrage of the year against Israel early this morning as part of Operation True Promise 3. As per media reports, Iran can close or partially block the Strait of Hormuz between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman, which is a vital artery for the world's oil and natural gas, causing oil prices to surge dramatically. Amid fears that the attacks can lead to more dangerous escalations across the West Asia, several leaders have urged for de-escalation. Amid the ongoing conflict in the West Asia, air travel across the region continues to face major disruptions. Airlines are now avoiding large parts of the region's airspace due to growing security concerns causing delays, longer flight times and increased costs. Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone of the campus of the National Forensic Science University and a Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Raipur this afternoon, marking a significant step in strengthening the criminal justice infrastructure in Chhattisgarh. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah reiterated government's resolve to completely wipe out Naxalism from the country by March next year. National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested another key accused in a CPI Maoist Northern Region Bureau terror revival conspiracy case from Delhi. Investigations have revealed that the accused, who originally hails from Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, had delivered a drone to leaders of the banned terror outfit in Chakrabandha and Pancharkhiya Forest Area of Bihar to further his anti-national activities. An Air India flight from the UK's Birmingham to Delhi was diverted to Riyadh last night after a bomb threat was reported on board. The airline today confirmed that flight AI-114 landed safely in Riyadh, where security checks were carried out. Air India later issued a statement saying that all the passengers were safe and efforts were underway to arrange their travel to their final destinations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also likely over northwest and northeast India for the next 3 to 4 days. In cricket, in the first test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, hosts England with 327 for the loss of 5 wickets against India in the first innings on the third day at the Headingley in Leeds a short while ago. Hosts were trailing by 144 runs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.